I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Around the world, it seems as if people are being stripped of religious liberty every day. One of the biggest examples has been in the Middle East, but it's starting to happen in other parts of Asia as well. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
There's a cultural use of the word Allah to mean God generally, and Christians have used it for decades and decades in Malaysia, and extremist movements are using this as an effective lever to try to restrict the printing of Bibles, the use of Bibles, the freedom of speech, to talk about God.
That's on top of trying to increase the influence of Sharia law. Now, this represents a serious concern, but also a unique opportunity. Curry says Malaysia and Indonesia are powerful influences, so its decisions can sway the entire region. He's asking you to pray for wisdom for those in the courts, advocating for religious freedom. And in Zambia, more than two-thirds of the country's population lives in abject poverty. The country also has one of the highest death rates in the world due to HIV/AIDS. The work of Kids Alive International, focusing on family preservation and orphan care, is essential. Mushiba Samata says the gospel is always the foundation of the work being done there.
So initially, we take care of vulnerable children who are at risk, providing them with shelter, food, education, and also their spiritual needs. It is my prayer that Kids Alive rescues more and more children and do lots of projects to bring glory to God.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. So join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.